This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Santa Cruz, California, city officials yesterday gave their blessing to a new protest against the federal government's war on drugs. City leaders allowed a local medical marijuana club to distribute pot to its members on the grounds of City Hall. They say they endorsed the pot giveaway as a protest against a recent federal raid on the marijuana club. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
54-year-old Polly Yar is a petite mother of three and a survivor. Cancer, lupus, and a bad car accident left her in a great deal of pain, for which she receives about 10 grams of pot each week from the local Women's Alliance for Medical Marijuana, also known as WAM. Without the pot, she'd be living on morphine, and she says she can't raise a family on morphine. 5 years ago, Yar decided to try something she had never done before. Smoke marijuana.
It grows right out of the ground. It's not processed. It's an herb that I can put in my body instead of these chemicals that Pfizer is giving me that make me sleepy, dopey, and grumpy. Marijuana has settled my stomach and it has eased my pain. I can go for walks now. I was bedridden for 2 years.
Yar was one of about a dozen patient members of WHAM on hand yesterday to receive their weekly and free allotment of pot. Typically, this would be a low-key affair, but 2 weeks ago, agents from the Drug Enforcement Administration raided WHAM's cooperative garden. They carried away more than 150 plants and the club's records. That's when Santa Cruz Mayor Christopher Crone and other members of the city council decided it was time to stand up for Proposition 215, the state law that allows sick people to possess pot.
The city of Santa Cruz voted 77% to support Proposition 215. People in the state of California voted in favor of Proposition 215. The people have spoken. That's democracy.
California is one of 9 states with a medical marijuana law on the books. Yesterday's pot giveaway was widely viewed as an act of defiance against the federal government's war on drugs. But many city officials and club supporters took pains to recast the event as a simple expression of compassion for sick and dying patients. Gerald Ullman is a professor at Santa Clara University Law School.
This is not interstate commerce. This is grassroots Santa Cruz compassion. This is not defiance of federal authority. This is recognition of a higher law that commands us to love one another.
But not everyone in Santa Cruz agrees. Jane Larson, an artist and self-described ex-hippie, carried a sign distinctly out of step with the rest of the crowd.
My sign says, I want the city council to stop teaching my kids that illegal is okay. Please, it's hard enough to keep kids on the straight and narrow. There's vulnerable youth in Santa Cruz that are getting the wrong message.
A spokesman for the DEA said he was appalled by the pot giveaway, but uniformed federal agents were conspicuous in their absence yesterday, and there were no reported arrests. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Santa Cruz, California.